Man, John Sumrall wants to be Alex Golish so bad. Welcome on into the Barn Social Hour. My name is Graham McClain. Obviously, as you can see, I'm by myself today. Hunter is out doing a trip with his dad, and we'll be back on Monday. Hopefully tomorrow I'll have another person with me. People just busy today, all completely understandable. But let's hop right into it. Like I just said, John Sermon wants to be Alex Golish so bad, and it's so clear. We talked about earlier in the week, the video that Auburn football put out about Alex Golish inviting the band over, you know, learning the fight song with them and go over like different stand songs that they play throughout the game, and really just, you know, kind of connecting the band with the football team, making sure they all know each other, you know, making sure that the football team is like thankful for the band because, you know, they help you win games, stuff like that. And it kind of went viral. You know, everyone loved it. Something that we haven't seen in a long time. I think the band director said that in his 20 years of being at Auburn, that's something that he's never been asked and seen. And so he was very thankful to Golish. But anyway, just I think maybe yesterday, Florida football put out a post, and let me double check that. Yeah, so Florida football put out a post yesterday, and it was, you know, freakishly identical to the Auburn Tigers post. I mean, freakishly. Same like video of the team getting hype while the fight song or whatever is playing. Pictures of Golish. Pictures of Sumrall talking to the band and the team, just like Golish is talking to the band and the team. I mean, it was freakishly similar. And I'm not shocked. I mean, I feel like we've seen this now multiple times where Sumrall wants to be Golish, or, you know, I say that jokingly, but, you know, does something that Auburn has done or says something, you know, weird or crazy. But I find it hilarious that John Sumrall was like, or, and look, I don't even know if Florida filmed this or did this before Auburn did, but the fact that they went ahead and posted it the next day or 2 days after Auburn got posted or whatever, the same week. They're like, yeah, no, let's post this. Let's go ahead and post this real quick because I think it's important that people see this. But Auburn just went viral for doing the same thing. You are not going to get good media if you do that. So it's hilarious to me that they're like, yeah, no, let's release this right now. This is the perfect time to release this exact post. Totally haven't seen that anywhere else in the SEC. Absolutely. Absolutely hilarious. Before we move on in to the next topic, I want to give a quick shout out to AUShirts.com for sponsoring this video. Get all of your Barn t-shirts and hats and anything that you need from AUShirts.com. It's got all the things. It's got the FE shirt, the Barn Hard shirt, the Bogue shirt, the C5 shirt. It's got, you know, so many more from things from the Barn or just Auburn in general. So go to AUShirts.com to get all of your game day needs. Also, while you're at it, go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you are a business owner that lives in the Auburn area or not, or if you're just an Auburn fan, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to go to get your business on an index that is full of other companies run by Auburn fans. Or if you're just a customer looking to support the Auburn fan base and the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to go to do that as well. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index. All right, next topic I want to get into today just a little bit. Might be a little bit of a shorter show today just because of, you know, what's going on. And there's totally, honestly, not a lot to talk about. Auburn did have a scrimmage, and we'll talk about that in a bit the other day. And that was important. But something popped up on campus yesterday and today. And yesterday kind of got leaked about what, you know, I say leaked, it wasn't really being hidden, but we didn't have an official statement from Auburn about what this was. But there was a tweet, you know, put out yesterday. I think it might have been Justin Ferguson or Justin Hokanson. It was one of those two. I think And it was a truck. It was a trailer of a truck, it looked like. And on the side of the trailer, it said 2K. Now, if you aren't aware of what, you know, 2K is, 2K is a, you know, a video game, a basketball video game that 2K is has been the NBA video game, the premier NBA video game for the longest time. They, like, if you want to play a basketball video game, then 2K is where you go to play. Well, you know, in the last, you know, especially since college football came out and on Xbox and PlayStation, PC, and, you know, the game, there's been a big push. Was like, hey, well, if we can pay athletes now to do this, like, let's try to get more sports involved. Let's try to get a basketball game going again. I think at one point there used to be a college baseball game. Like, people were like, hey, let's get that. And there used to be a college basketball game too, a long time ago. So EA came out and was like, hey, yeah, we'll do it. We'll make a basketball game. And then 2K is like, nah. Basketball's our thing. We're gonna take care of this. So it seems to be in 2K is kind of, you know, hinted at, and it's like, hey, we're gonna try to make a college basketball game. And I think a lot of people really want that, including me. I mean I used to play NBA 2K and have to, like, change it. So, like, you can download a roster and then change all, like, the teams to look like college teams. I used to do that because how much I wanted to play a college basketball game. So without further ado, this is the trailer that I was talking about. It's called the 2K Scan Truck. Auburn Basketball tweeted this out this morning and said, our friends from 2K stopped by today. Obviously, they show, if you're listening, they show a picture of the trailer, and they show a picture of what looks to be the inside of the trailer with all their scanning, you know, equipment and technology. Basically, if you couldn't get from the picture or if you're listening, what this is a chance to get all of our players and our coaching staff and scan their face, and, you know, like, probably from, like, their shoulders up, scan it to get the name, image, and likeness of these guys. Now, you don't see them do this with college football, you know, video game EA college football, is because those guys are wearing helmets. You know, you don't have to worry about the face so much. You know, you can just kind of worry about the body figure and be like, all right, cool, that's close enough. Because they're wearing a helmet all the time, so you don't need to do anything with the face. Now, they do try, and they use pictures and stuff like that to try to get close. Obviously, you want to be kind of close. But the thing about 2K is that, well, these guys aren't wearing helmets. These guys aren't wearing pads. These guys are, you know, what you're seeing is that guy. And so 2K has been very, very good at this. 2K in the last couple of years have done this really, really well, where they have mastered how to put a guy in a game that looks exactly like what they look like in real life. If you go look at the 2K games now, I mean, like, when you play with LeBron James or Steph Curry or whoever, it's crazy how close they look, and it's becoming more and more, like, it's hard to even tell the difference these days. But they're doing this to get the Auburn players into this video game, which I think is so awesome, because I'm not entirely sure how many schools 2K's plan on doing this for. I don't think they're going to plan on doing it for every, you know, like college football does, every single FBS team. I don't think that's the plan for 2K. I think there's going to be multiple teams, but less than, you know, a college football game. And I think that this right here is a testament to how far Auburn has gotten, you know, in the last couple of years with basketball. I mean, you give us 10 years ago and we're a second thought in this. They're like, oh, we're not going to go to Auburn. They don't have a good basketball program. They haven't had one in a long time. Like, no, just move on. And then obviously Bruce got here, he worked hard, and Bruce got us back to, you know, a Final Four in 2019. And then since 2019, we've been consistently good, pretty good. Obviously last year we had a bit of a hiccup and didn't make the tournament, but still, had some good wins last year. But to see 2K being like, hey, yeah, let's go to Auburn, let's get these players, let's get these guys, is so cool for not only our players, obviously, because this is a opportunity for them to be in a game or also to get paid. I would assume that these guys are getting paid for this, because I'm pretty sure college football, you know, back when it first came out in 2025, after a long 10 years of not coming, I think they paid each player around like $500, something like that, to be in the game. So I wouldn't be shocked to see if, like, hey, yeah, they're going to pay our college basketball players to be in this next college basketball 2K game. Again, we don't have much information on the game quite yet, but definitely on the lookout for that. But yeah, like I said, really awesome opportunity for the guys. I was thinking, and I saw a tweet on this the other day or earlier today of someone reposting this, and they were like, man, if only 2K could have done this, what, 2 years ago? Yeah, it would have been 2 years ago now. If we could have had that Final Four team with Janai and Dylan and Denver and Chad and Tahad and Chaney. Oh my gosh. If we could have had that Final Four team in this game, Miles Kelly, my goodness, in this game, I would have never bought another one. I would have been content playing that game forever because of how much I love that team. But yeah, that's, I think, about all I have for today. Like I said, short episode today. Hopefully tomorrow I'll have someone else with me. I'm gonna see if I can get someone on the show. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, for listening today. Like I said, go check out all the other shows at the barn. You've got, you know, Village Vice, the Top Button Podcast, Landing on the Plains, the Basketball Show, and I don't think I'm forgetting any more, but if there are, I apologize. But like I said, there's so much content over at the barn for you to see. Also, hey, become a member, then you get access to so many other videos and stuff like that. In fact, our videos right now are going up on the members page on YouTube, but they're still accessible on the audio for everyone. So go check out that. You also get the post shows with the Village Vice, which are hilarious and awesome. So you definitely want to go check those out. Afternoon Delights, coffee and cornbread, so much stuff that you can get over there. So go to the barn to check out all that stuff. Appreciate y'all tuning in for just a little bit today. We'll be back tomorrow on the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour, and we're excited to get Hunter back on Monday because this show is not the same without him. Obviously, I miss my co-host. So without further ado, we love you. We'll see you tomorrow. See ya.